Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hey there, friend. So we're talking today about when everything sucks in business, because that happens. It happens to us all. So if you're feeling like you're supporting everyone, you're cheering everyone else on, and no one is supporting you, and everything is sucking in business, this is for you. And I've got five reminders that I want to share with you today, because whether you're in the season right now where it's like everything sucks and I'm thinking about burning this thing down, and you know, if you're in that season today, like I'm going to share all these reminders. If you're not in the season today, congratulate yourself, because that's an awesome place to be when you're not in this season, but bookmark this one, write it down. Capture it so that you can remember when you are in the season of everything is sucking, because we all cycle through this. And this was a reminder to me, because while I wasn't specifically in the moment, I received an email of someone in this moment. And it broke my heart into a million pieces. And so shout out to the person, I am not going to say the person's name, but shout out to the person who emailed me, and I'm going to read the message because it was so vulnerable. It was so real and raw. And that's what made me think, I want to talk about this moment. And I responded to this person with this information, but I wanted to turn it into a podcast episode. So just know that you're not alone in this, and we all cycle through these things. And so just know, like, we're all in this together. This entrepreneurship journey is just real hard. So let me read the original email to you so that you can be in that moment. And hopefully it helps you if you're in the moment and be like, yeah, I feel that too. So this person said, thank you for this email and all the resources on your website, because it saved my business. I had an emotional breakdown last night and was strongly thinking about closing my business down because I wasn't making any money and I was tired of supporting others' businesses and no one was supporting mine. Again, thanks. I'm just taking a deep breath in this moment because I remember getting that the first time, and I mean, my fingers could not type fast enough. You know, I was like, I wish I could be in the room with that person. And it's so important just to know, like, these feelings are real and it's so hard. And so I got this email in response to an episode on the podcast. It was an episode about burnout with Dr. Sharon Grossman. And we talked about burnout, and she gave all these amazing tips. I'll be sure to link that episode in the show notes. And why I want to call that out is because I talked about burnout on the podcast, this person recognized that they were dealing with a lot of things, you know, and maybe it's close to burnout, I don't know, but the idea of like just recognizing like, oh my gosh, Like, I'm not alone in this. And so that's the first reminder that I really want you to hold on to, is you are not alone. And I recognize that that doesn't fix the problem. And so anytime you hear me say, like, you are not alone in this, I am not trying to diminish the feeling. What I'm trying to make sure that you're aware of is that you are not the only person experiencing this. Time and time again, I hear people talking about, like, well, so-and-so has it all together and all figured out. And the answer is no, no one does. We get to share as much about our story and as little about our story as we want to on social media, in email, in podcast episodes, etc. I believe that wholeheartedly. There are lines, there are boundaries that we put in place for ourselves in your content that you say, I'm not going to share this part of my life with the rest of the world. Because of those boundaries that we need in our life and in our business, that doesn't allow us to share the whole story. And we're allowed to do that. The reason I'm honing in on this right now is because I don't want you getting mad at anyone who doesn't share the whole story. Right? Because we often, and I hear this all the time, and I've even said it, like, we see the highlight reel, but we don't see what's behind the scenes. Well, my friend, those people that we're talking about in the moment of only showing the highlight reel have every right to not share their entire story. But the reason I'm sharing this so clearly in this podcast episode is because it does not matter what people share. I want you to know that no one has it figured out, and every entrepreneur's journey has hardship in it. And the reason I'm really focusing on this is because our brains will say, but so-and-so has it all figured out. Everything is perfect in their life. Your brain is going to do that, but you have to tell your brain, that's not true. And that is not a fact. Because there's always hard stuff. And so I just want you to know that you're not alone, but entrepreneurship is hard. Like, that is part of what you signed up for in being an entrepreneur, which sounds really harsh. As I'm saying, I'm like, oh my gosh. But the thing, you know, you've heard this before. If it was easy, everyone would do it. And that's the case with entrepreneurship. You're going against the grain. You're forging your own path. And that is hard to do. Think about it like you're walking on a trail and it's a beautiful path and it's got all this lush green next to it. And you're just walking and it's great. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to step off this path and blaze my own trail up the mountain. Well, in that moment, you're going to have to, like, cut down trees. You're going to have to, like, clear the way for yourself. Like, whatever's on the ground, you have to clear it. No one cleared it before you. And you're going to get cuts and scrapes along the way. But you're also probably going to see some pretty cool things that no one else has seen before because you're blazing that new trail. And that's what you're doing. But it's really hard. And so to get to that pretty picture of whatever you want to see on that trail, you have to do the hard stuff. You have to navigate the hard stuff. And so if you're in the hard stuff right now, I know that knowing that you're not alone doesn't help the feeling, but I hope that that's a reminder, because our brains will tell us that it's not as hard for everybody else. And it is. It's hard for everyone. We all have different things that are hard for us, but it's hard for everyone. So just remember that and find the support you need. So in this of, like, if you're finding yourself in this place of, like, you feel like you're on an island, find support. If that support is a biz bestie, a friend, a spouse, a coach, etc., like, find the support you need. If you are looking for a coach, I have coaching options on my website that you can find anytime. It's at amandamckinney.com/coaching. If I'm not the coach for you, go find someone. Go find someone to support you, because you're not alone and you need to be reminded. The second thing that I want you to remember is that this feeling sucks, but it won't last forever. This is the part that's, again, annoying to hear, because it's like you're in the middle of something really hard. And when someone comes to you and they're like, well, this is going to teach you a lesson. And you're like rolling your eyes, like, please don't talk about that because it's really freaking hard right now. Acknowledge that this feeling sucks super bad in the moment, but just also remind yourself, like, it's not going to last forever. I promise you it won't last forever. You have evidence in your own life that it won't last forever. You've navigated hard things before and come out on the other side. again, it doesn't diminish the feeling that you're having right now. I don't want you to think that at all, but we need to remind ourselves, like, this won't last forever. The feelings are real, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay with this. And just allow yourself to feel feelings. This is just personally, but I think the more that we try to resist the feeling, the more they show up, which is frustrating. So just feel the feelings. Know that it sucks. It's awful. Label it whatever you want to say, you know, and talk about it if you want to talk about it or don't, like whatever you need to do, but just know that it's not going to last forever. The third reminder is pause and step away from the day to day. If you are anything like me, this is the last thing that you want to do. Now, in the email that I received, it was, I almost shut my business down, right? That person was like, I'm shutting it down. I'm not pausing. I'm shutting it down. For me, how this shows up is I double down. I don't step away. I'm going to do more. Neither option is great. You know, shutting something down completely in an emotional state and doubling down in an emotional state, neither one is a great option. What's a better option is to pause, step away from the day-to-day, and make a logical choice. No matter what's on the other side of that choice, you could decide to shut down your business, and that's fine. But if you don't want to shut down your business, that's also fine, right? So in how this can look for you when you're in the middle of a tough spot is going for walks, talking to a friend, take a few days off, completely pause things in your business for a period of time. The other way that this can show up is by not consuming as much as you're probably consuming. So chances are you're feeling this feeling of nothing is working. I'm supporting other people and they're not supporting me because you're consuming a lot of information. So I would suggest that you delete the social media apps and unsubscribe from email list. And by the way, that can be mine, right? I'm giving you full permission. If you are listening to this podcast and it is overwhelming because you feel like you have to do all the things that I talk about on this podcast, stop listening, you know, and come back when you're ready. Because I don't share everything on this podcast, nor does any podcaster, any person who's creating content for social media or email. No one is telling you to take action with everything. If you did that, you'd be super overwhelmed. Chances are the people who are creating content are trying to give you little snippets to say, give this a try and see if it works for you. And then if it works, do that more. But it doesn't mean you have to do everything we're talking about. The other thing could be like you're consuming information from like friends, family, etc., people in your life. And obviously you can't just shut them off as easily as like deleting a social media app and not subscribing to a person's email list. But taking a pause from asking for advice is a great option. And just simply don't ask for advice. And if the person is trying to give you advice, thank you so much. I appreciate that you care. But I'm not in a space to accept ideas right now. I'm trying to process what I would like to do. And let it be, you know, let that go. Because what you need to do is pause from the day-to-day stuff, which is often consuming information, and then decide what feels best for you. Because when you're in the moment of everything is awful and I'm going to shut down my business or like just frustration all around, what you have to do is you need to focus on your mental health almost more than your business health. So take a step back, a pause, you know, whatever that means for you, and take a breath. Understand, okay, I'm not alone in this. Everyone deals with this. The feelings are real. This sucks right now, but it will end. Okay, what's the best next step for me? And the next reminder that I would say in that moment of what's the next best step for me, I want you to come back to your why for entrepreneurship. Now, very, very clearly, I don't want you to think about your passion and what you help people with. I want you to think about why you want to be an entrepreneur. This is something that I dive very deep into in my book, Why Not You? And so I'll probably have a full episode on this in the near future. But overall, why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Not what do you do, what your passion is as an entrepreneur, but why do you want to do this? So the best way I can describe this is by sharing my why, because it's very clear once I share mine. My why is that I want to be in control of when I work, who I work with, and what I work on. Please notice that I don't say anything about what I help other people with, because the reality is I have a deep-seated why for being an entrepreneur that I didn't even know was there. But if my business burnt down tomorrow, my why would still be the same for entrepreneurship. If I want to be in control of my schedule, what I work on, and who I work with, I would start another business. It could be anything. The what I do doesn't matter when the why is that clear. And so I'd like for you to think about your why. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? And that is something that you've probably never thought about. But I'd like for you to think about it today so that you can always have it to come back to. And the reason I say this is because your why will help you through the really, really, really tough times more than your passion. Because the passion is the how. And we often like to start with the how, but we really, really, really need to focus on why we're doing something. And so that will help you in these tough times. And the last reminder that I'd love for you to remember, and this is kind of another annoying one, but it's important to remember, is that once the sting goes away, so not today, if you're swimming in the tough stuff right now, but once the sting goes away and you take your pause, you remember your why, you're in a better, clear-headed place, I want you to identify the lesson you've learned through the tough crap. Once that fog clears, you know, ask yourself, what was the lesson in this? Because I can point back to very specific times in my business, and I've seen it with so many others as well, that if I'm in this moment where everything feels like it's just not working, and I'm like, is this worth it? Like, we all have those moments. Is this worth it? If you're thinking that right now, like, gosh, is this freaking worth it? It's so freaking hard right now. I can think back to specific times in my business. Every single time I've asked that question, is this worth it? There was a shift that happened in my business right after that that led me to following my passion and my why even stronger. I made a change in my business that was for the better every single time. But every single time, it sucked really freaking bad when I was in that moment of, is this worth it? I mean, tears, fear, so much worry, so much anxiety. Is this worth it? I don't know if I can make it. What can I do next? Everything feels like it's broken. Nothing is working. Every single time I've thought that, I can see a shift afterwards. But it's after the fog clears. So just know that this feeling is not going to last forever. And chances are on the other side is some clarity. But only if you ask the question, what was the lesson in this hard time? Please don't ask it when you're pissed off. I'm not suggesting that. That is not helpful. You know, when someone is like, this hard thing is going to make you stronger. Like, I recognize how annoying that is. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying, remember this once the fog has cleared and you're like, you know what? I'm feeling a little bit better. Okay. Ask yourself what the lesson is. And most likely you're going to have some clarity that leads to a decision that's going to help you navigate the next step in your business. So speaking of next steps, yours today is to step through those reminders. Write them down, bookmark this episode, whatever you want to do. If things feel like everything is, you know, going down in flames right now, go through these five reminders and walk it through and take the time to do it. You know, you don't have to do this in one sitting. This will take time, but go through that. Listen to this episode multiple times if you need to. And if you're not going through a tough time, thank you for listening and prepping ahead of time. I mean, that's good on you for sure. And I want you just to remember these things. Maybe you write it down or bookmark this episode or whatever you want to do for the future so that you don't forget. Because if you're anything like me, you're probably listening to tons of podcast episodes and you'll easily forget this one. But hopefully something stuck and you remember this when you need it. And the last thing I would leave you with is the reminder that I hope everyone hears in my voice and just holds on to whenever you need it. I want you to remember that you've got this. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and know that you've got this and you do have support. I believe in you, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that this moment that really sucks right now is one that you will look back on one day and think, oh, that's why that happened. You don't feel it right now, and that's okay. You don't have to, because it's not real. The feeling of being pissed and worried and frustrated and overwhelmed, that's real right now. But when you fast forward the tape a little bit and then look back, you're going to understand. And so hold on to that. You don't have to diminish the feeling, but just know that it won't last forever. And it's okay that it's unbelievably hard right now. It's okay to admit that. Look for the support you need and be sure to give yourself permission to pause as you navigate all the hard times in entrepreneurship. And of course, lots and lots of grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.